مثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابل في كل سنبلة 100 حبة والله يضاعف لمن يشاء والله واسع عليم.
The example of those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah is like that of a grain of corn that sprouts 7 ears, and in every ear there are 100 grains. Thus, Allah multiplies the action of whomsoever He wills. Allah is munificent, all-knowing.
The example of those. Here the discourse turns to the subject touched upon in verses 244. Believers were urged to sacrifice life and property for the sake of the great cause in which they believed. It is difficult, however, to persuade those whose standard of judgment in respect of economic matters has not completely changed to rise above either personal or narrow group interests and dispense their wealth wholeheartedly for the sake of a righteous cause. People who have a materialistic outlook and whose life constitutes an uninterrupted pursuit of money, who adore every single penny they have, and who can never stop thinking about their balance sheets, can never have the capacity to do anything really effective for the sake of higher ideals. When such people apparently do spend money for the sake of higher moral ideals, it is merely an outward act which is performed after carefully calculating the material benefits which are likely to accrue either to them, to their group, or to their nation. With this outlook, a person cannot go one step forward along the path of that religion which requires man to become indifferent to considerations of worldly profit and loss, and constantly to spend time, energy, and money to make the word of God reign supreme. To follow such a course requires a moral outlook of an altogether different kind. It requires breadth of vision and magnanimity, and above all, an exclusive devotion to God. At the same time, it requires that man's collective life should be remolded as to become conducive to the growth of the moral qualities mentioned above, rather than to the growth of a materialistic outlook and behavior. Hence, the three succeeding sections, verses 261 to 81, are devoted to enunciating instructions designed to foster such an outlook. Who spend their wealth in the way of Allah. A great many expenditures fall under the category of spending in the way of Allah, as long as this is done according to the laws of God and with the intention of seeking His good pleasure. This includes spending one's wealth to fulfill one's legitimate needs, to provide for one's family, to look after the needs of relatives, to help the needy, and to contribute to the general welfare and to spread the true religion, and so on. Allah is munificent, all-knowing. The greater the sincerity, and the more intense the feeling with which one spends for the sake of God, the greater will be God's reward. It is not difficult at all for God, who blesses a grain so that out of it 700 grains grow, to allow one's charity to grow in like manner, so that the unit of money one spends will return 700-fold. This statement is followed by a mention of 2 of God's attributes. First is His munificence. His hand is not cleansed so as to restrain Him from recompensing man for his deeds to the fullest extent that he deserves. Second, God is all-knowing. He is not unaware of what one spends and the spirit in which one spends. So there is no reason to fear that one will not receive one's due reward.
الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله ثم لا يتبعون ما أنفقوا منا ولا أذى لهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
Those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah and do not follow up their spending by stressing their benevolence and causing hurt will find their reward secure with their Lord. They have no cause for fear and grief.
They have no cause for fear and grief. They need not fear that they will not be amply rewarded or that they will have any reason to feel remorse for spending in the way of God.
قَوْلٌ مَّعْرُوفٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ يَتْبَعُهَا أَذَى وَاللَّهُ غَنِيٌّ حَلِيمٌ
To speak a kind word and to forgive people's faults is better than charity followed by hurt. Allah is all-sufficient, all-forbearing.
Allah is all-sufficient, all-forbearing.
This statement comprises two parts. First, God is not in need of man's charity. Second, since God himself is tolerant, he will tend to like those who are generous and tolerant rather than those who are narrow-minded and mean.
How is it possible for God, who lavishes upon man all kinds of bounties and forgives him again and again despite his faults and failings, to be pleased with those who, even if they were able to offer anyone a loaf of bread, unfailingly trample upon the receiver's self-respect by constantly reminding him of the favors they have done for him? For this reason, it has been stated in the hadith that God will have nothing to do with those who continually remind those whom they have been kind to of their acts of generosity.
Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la tubtilu sadaqatikum bil manni wal adha kalladhi yunfiqu malahu ri'a an-nas wa la yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir فمثله كمثل صفوان عليه تراب فأصابه وابل فتركه صلدا لا يقدرون على شيء مما كسبوا والله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين
Believers, do not nullify your acts of charity by stressing your benevolence and causing hurt as does he who spends his wealth only to be seen by men and does not believe in Allah and the last day. The example of his spending is that of a rock with a thin coating of earth upon it. When a heavy rain smites it, the earth is washed away, leaving the rock bare. Such people derive no gain from their acts of charity. Allah does not set the deniers of the truth on the right way. Only to be seen by men and does not believe in Allah and the last day.
The desire to display one's good deeds itself proves that the person concerned does not truly believe in God and the hereafter. One who does good merely in order to impress people with his righteousness clearly regards those persons as his God. Such a person neither expects reward from God, nor is he concerned that his good deeds will someday be reckoned to his credit.
When a heavy rain smites it, the earth is washed away, leaving the rock bare.
In this parable, heavy rain signifies charity, and rock, the wicked intent and motive which lie behind external acts of charity. The expression, with a thin coating of earth upon it, signifies the external aspect of charity, which conceals the wicked intent and motive of a man. These explanations make the significance and purport of the parable clear. The natural effect of rainfall should be the growth of plants and harvest. But if the earth, which is the repository of fertility, is insignificant in quantity, for example, only a coating of it on some rock, the result will be that instead of yielding any beneficial result, the rainfall may even prove harmful. Similarly, charity has the capacity to generate goodness and benevolence in human beings. Man's potential for goodness, however, is conditional on sincerity. Devoid of that, charity leads to sheer loss and waste.
Allah does not set the deniers of the truth on the right way.
Here the term kafir is used in the sense of the ungrateful person who refuses to acknowledge benevolence. People who either make use of the bounties of God in order to seek the gratitude of God's creatures rather than God's good pleasure, or who spend on others and then hurt them by stressing their acts of benevolence and kindness, are ungrateful to God for His bounties and favors. Since such people do not seek to please God, God does not care to direct them to the way that leads to His good pleasure.
ومثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم ابتغاء مرضات الله وتثبيتا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ كَمَثَلِ جَنَّةٍ بِرَبْوَةٍ أَصَابَهَا وَابِلٌ فَآتَتْ أُكُلَهَا ضِعْفَيْنِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يُصِبْهَا وَابِلٌ فَطَلٌّ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ.
The example of those who spend their wealth single-mindedly to please Allah is that of a garden on a high ground. If a heavy rain smites it, it brings forth its fruits twofold. And if there is no heavy rain, even a light shower suffices it. Allah sees all that you do.
If a heavy rain smites it, it brings forth its fruits twofold. And if there is no heavy rain, even a light shower suffices it.
Heavy rain signifies here charity motivated by a high degree of benevolence and sincerity. Light shower refers to charity deficient in sincerity and goodness, though not altogether devoid of them.
أَيَوَدُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن تَكُونَ لَهُ جَنَّةٌ مِّن نَخِيلٍ وَأَعْنَابٍ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ تجري من تحتها الأنهار له فيها من كل الثمرات وأصابه الكبر وله ذرية ضعفاء وله ذرية ضعفاء فأصابها إعصار فيه نار فاحترقت كذلك يبين الله لكم الآيات لعلكم تتفكرون.
Would any of you desire that he should have a garden of palms and vines with rivers flowing beneath it, a garden in which he has every manner of fruit, and that it should be then struck by a fiery whirlwind and be utterly burnt down at a time when old age has overtaken him and his offspring are still too small to look after their affairs? Thus does Allah make His teachings clear to you that you may reflect.
And His offspring are still too small to look after their affairs.
It is obvious that a man does not like to see the earnings of his lifetime destroyed in his old age, when he needs them badly and when he can no longer earn. How is it then that he can contemplate stepping into the realm of the hereafter and finding suddenly that he is empty-handed, that he has sown nothing from which he can reap the fruit? In the next world there will be no opportunity to begin earning anew. Whatever one can do towards ensuring one's well-being in the hereafter must be done in this world. If one devotes oneself totally to the pursuit of the riches of this world, rather than to the hereafter, one's situation will be as pitiable as that of the age-stricken man whose orchard, his source of income in his old age, is reduced to ashes too late for him to produce a new one.